Okay, this is Biorelativity for January 19th. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Greetings, this is Giuliano. We are the Arcturians. Today we will continue our downloading of light, energy, and wisdom, and peace, and balance, and harmony to Washington, D.C. And we will be using, again, the symbol of the obelisk, also known as the Washington Monument. We will also be connecting with three etheric crystals, the etheric crystal in Montserrat, which is near Barcelona, Spain, the etheric crystal at the Bodensee, which is in southern Germany along the Swiss and German border, and the etheric crystal in Mount Fuji. Each one of these etheric crystals is representing a higher light. And I want to point something out about the obelisk, because there's been many questions about the obelisks that or monoliths that has been appearing around the planet. And here we have the ancient symbol representative of the obelisk in Washington, a symbol of the cosmos, a symbol of universal light, a symbol that has been used by the Egyptians to connect with the Syrians and their higher wisdom. And so the obelisk represents, that is the Washington Monument, represents the ability to receive and communicate with higher light and higher wisdom in the cosmos. And we are calling on that energies. So to the best of your ability, follow the images of the etheric crystal now in Montserrat, which is approximately 60 to 70 kilometers outside of Barcelona, on a small mountaintop that is home to the Mother Mary and home and representative of Christ consciousness. And I, Giuliano, call on that etheric crystal to rise up to a point of 50 miles or 80 kilometers above Montserrat, carrying the light of the Christ light of consciousness, balance, harmony, peace, and see a beam of light from this beautiful etheric crystal going directly into the Washington Monument in Washington, D.C. And hold that image in silence for approximately 1 minute. See the light, representative of the Christ consciousness, from the etheric crystal in Montserrat going directly to the Washington Monument in Washington, D.C. And now, let us go to the Bodensee, also known as Lake Constance. And this is representative of divine wisdom. And we are using the light of Chief White Eagle. See, to the best of your ability, the etheric crystal at the Bowdoin Zee, Lake Constance, the largest inland lake in Central Europe. See this crystal, etheric crystal, rising up, again, around 80 kilometers above the Bowdoin Zee. And it is sending the divine light of wisdom and harmony. Wisdom which is coming from the highest source. Wisdom that is coming from the intuition. And see that etheric crystal connecting now to the Washington Monument in the Capitol in Washington, D.C. In the light of Chief White Eagle is part of that stream of higher wisdom, the wisdom embodied in the native peoples around the planet. We'll go into silence as we solidify and hold that light. And so we have the light of Montserrat representing the Christ consciousness, Bowdoin Zee representing higher wisdom, represented by Chief White Eagle. And now, let us go to Mount Fuji in Japan. In this sacred mountain, holding ancient secrets from Atlantis, Lemuria, great civilizations that had higher extraterrestrial contact, higher technology, higher wisdom. Each of these civilizations may have suffered from the imbalances caused by the conflict between higher wisdom and technology. But the ancient crystal energy in Mount Fuji is rising up at the highest level, 80 kilometers above, and is sending, with the help of Archangel Metatron, direct energy from the highest sources in the cosmos directly to the Washington Monument now. So hold those three energies, the energies from Mount Fuji, the energies from the Bowdoin Zee, the energies from the etheric crystal and Montserrat, merging together at the tip of the Washington Monument, bringing all of these higher light and energies together to be held in this beautiful obelisk. Now, let us go into meditation as you and I together visualize and hold those three etheric crystalline light energies into the obelisk in front of the nation's capital. We will go into meditation. And as you are holding this light, I, Giuliano, bring my starship Athena directly over Washington and directly over the Washington Monument, the obelisk, and I send down a corridor of light over the obelisk. And let this corridor of light activate the higher wisdom, the Christ consciousness, and the connection to the cosmos, so that the energy of disclosure of first contact will reverberate throughout Washington, bringing forth an awakening of higher historical contact with these extra-dimensional civilizations. I bring down, again, an activation energy through the obelisk known as the Washington Monument, merging with these three etheric crystals and activating a unity consciousness towards first contact and disclosure. Let this downloading of light, especially the unity of these forces that we are bringing forth today, serve to bring unity, harmony, peace, and acceptance of all higher truths, especially the truth of the disclosure that will soon be made in Washington to the world. So see in bright letters over the Washington Monument the words disclosure now. And we will meditate now on these three forces, the Arcturian crystal corridor over the monument, and the word disclosure at the top of the monument. We'll go into silence. The energies of the truth of the interaction with higher beings is forthcoming now. And this energy is all now the energy of Montserrat, the energy of Bodense, the energy of Mount Fuji, and the Arcturian energies coming down from my starship are all being held within the obelisk of the Washington Monument and its crystalline structure. And it is radiating outwards in huge circles of light around the entire city of Washington, D.C., and around America, and around the world at this time. Meditate and see these powerful energy circles being radiated now outward. We will return to silence. And as we are connecting with this higher light, in the words of the disclosure, think that this monument is like a etheric crystal that can download and help manifest energy into the subconscious and the newest sphere of the United States and of the world, and use our last moments together to promote the protection of the biosphere through the activation and protection of biodiversity throughout the United States and throughout the world. So see these words over the Washington Monument: protect biodiversity. Protect biodiversity. For it is through the protection of biodiversity that we will ensure the end of all pandemics. For as the biodiversity gets weaker, the pandemics will get stronger. And let this divine wisdom be radiated through all people's consciousnesses in Washington, all decision makers. Protect biodiversity. See those words atop of the Washington Monument now. Protect biodiversity. And there, it is being downloaded now through the Washington Monument into the subconscious and the newest sphere of the United States, protecting the biodiversity. These three etheric crystals at Montserrat, Bodensee, and Mount Fuji will remain in these positions for the next 24 hours, helping to hold a powerful activation of Christ consciousness, divine wisdom, and connection with the cosmos, focused and directed towards the Washington Monument obelisk. And I, Giuliano, will be periodically connecting with my starship Athena over the city and over the obelisk. Especially as we are activating a new awakening of disclosure and first contact. I am Giuliano. Good day.